KMAN.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we are ending the show on a hot note. We got a jam-packed house here in the studio this morning as we got four of our five local legislators in studio. We got Representative Sidney Carlin of Manhattan, Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan, Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego, or Potawatomi County, as I think you like to be referred to. Wabunsee, get that straightened out. And Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right. You can tell. You can hear all the voices. Got a lot of folks here.
Yeah.
Well, where do we start? One thing that I noted in the morning show was that this is probably the first time in a while that you guys aren't in session still at this time. I think the last couple of years you were still in session.
It is so nice to be home in May. I don't even know how to feel. I'm usually there all of us are there until June. So it's good to be back home in May.
I agree. I've got to see the flowers in my yard, and they're still there. How about that? They come back every year. I've just been missing them.
We've been working on a song, School's Out. It's kind of a rock version. I think Dave knows it. Maybe you could play that.
There you go. Oh, and also want to know, we got two Republicans and two Democrats here in the studio, too.
Balanced community.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Good government.
Yeah, I think one thing we'll probably go ahead and start with is that you did finish up the session at Sine Die on May 4th. I believe May 4th, last Friday, a week ago. For me, it feels like it was forever ago last Friday, but we're here. I guess maybe whoever wants to address this, what's the difference this year compared to those last couple of years as far as able to get out of session kind of on time as opposed to those other few years?
Well, we had money to spend this year, and the budget process was a whole lot better and a whole lot easier to deal with. So I think that's one of the big differences that we had this year. I think that's not quite what you asked me, but...
You know, I'll jump in. Yeah, this all goes back to first adjournment and a resolution sent over to the House from the Senate leadership, basically saying you need to accept our resolution, which would declare Sine Die on May 4th, with no opportunity to do any veto bills if the governor vetoes any bills. So in talking to people, I don't think anybody had ever seen that kind of maneuver for probably 30 years, maybe longer, I don't know. So it just really added a whole lot of complexity to the process. And that's why we got out so early, quite frankly, is because the House, through an emotional debate, and a lot of folks being upset that this was being foisted upon us, I think signed off on the idea that we would have this final adjournment on May the 4th. But because had that not happened back on first adjournment, I can't remember the date of that, basically
April 6th or so,
all bills would have died, including the school finance bill. And so, and that's why it was just such a tricky maneuver, I think, that was put on our shoulders to resolve. Yes. Others may see it differently.
Well, and I will give the House credit. I think there was a lapse in judgment on the leadership of Senate. The Republican leadership in the Senate was actually trying to do a maneuver that would run out the clock and that April 6th or whatever that date was in April. And there was some debate. We were debating a tax bill, and there was some sense that people were trying to cut off debate, and that was not the case. And then some other group was trying to do a filibuster to run out the clock so we wouldn't pass the school finance bill, and we needed to have a motion for final adjournment and Sine Die. And so when they work that up, they tried to do it in a new way that would allow some of that debate on the tax bill to continue, and it wound up picking actually, I think, the wrong date and not allowing for that 2-week break for Sine Die. So right now we're all sitting here wondering if the governor is going to veto some things and the legislature does not have the ability to weigh in. So we actually limited one of the branches of government, which I think is important for us to keep the three branches independent, and that's unfortunate. But I don't think any of us are complaining that we got out by May 4th, so there's always a little bit of a silver lining there.
Representative Hyland, your thoughts there?
Well, I have to agree with everything that's been said so far, but what it did do is it forced us to prioritize. So some of the bills that would have lingered and gone through the process, we had to push to the side and only deal with the most important ones. So there was some silver lining to this. It was, we had to hurry. There was a lot of work done in a short amount of time, but we got it done. And I think the most important legislation got through. So all in all, it worked out. Other than we don't have the ability to look at any vetoes. That, for me, is a problem, and I think for most people, too.
Brady Bowman here with a full house of state legislators. We got Representative Sidney Carlin, Representative Tom Phillips, State Senator Tom Hawk, and Representative Ron Hyland, who you just heard speaking. Phone lines, of course, are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And going with that, one of those big pieces of legislation was the getting school finance figured out. That has been passed, and the $80 million correction has been made. The governor signed it last week, so now we're kind of in that waiting game once again when it comes to whatever the state Supreme Court decides. I guess just real quick, maybe a little barometer of folks here in studio, do you feel like it's going to pass the Supreme Court or not? What's kind of the initial feelings? What are you hearing?
A definite maybe.
A definite maybe. Okay.
No, I did sign on to a constitutional protest because I think there are still obviously some adequacy problems with what we passed, and some of the things created an equity problem, although I think we did do a reasonably good fix on the Arndt Amendment that was trying to do some shifting on paper, showing that the LOB could be used to raise the base. So we did make a correction. I think the governor signed that. So I think we'll see. As I talked to legislators, I was in Salina last week and happened to see one of the legislators. And I think this is on both sides of the aisle, Republican, Democrat. I think there's a sense that the court will accept what we did, but there'll be some strings that we'll need to come back and fix. And I am personally hopeful that that will be the case. We did add some money. Schools are making their plans to get started back in August again. Most schools, nearly every school in the state, got extra money. It's a fair formula. While there are still some things to tweak, and I think we need to be honest about that we have an article in the Constitution. It's a priority. And there's also the election coming up for my three colleagues here. And so everybody, I think, has their thoughts in coming back next January. So it's my best guess that the court will find a way to accept that. If they don't, I'm ready to go back probably sometime in early July and do what we need to do to fix it.
And that's a good point that you made, that you're not up for re-election. So if anybody's calling in, fire away at Senator Hawk.
Oh,
he
no.
can really say whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, don't bother me. I'm on vacation. Sorry. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brady, I might add, you know, sure. I my batting average on predicting what the court ruling is not very good, so we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I was really kind of astounded when the plaintiff's attorney said that we needed to add another $500 million in this year. That money's just not there. I mean, if we were forced to do something to that measure, it would come at the expense of basically all the other government services and functions that we currently fund. Because my take, and others may disagree with me, I just don't think there's a will, and this particularly this session, to consider raising taxes. And so, gosh, if we had to put another 500 or even 300 million in this year, like I said, it would come at the cost to all the other government functions.
And you're saying on top of that 543?
Well, the 500, I use the term 525, but 525, but that's spread out over 5 years.
Right.
So it would just be
You're saying the Supreme Court says that you got to add that another $300 million or $500 million.
No, it was the plaintiff's attorney.
Well, the plaintiff's attorneys were arguing before the court that we as a legislative body this year need to add another $500 on top of the $525 that we're spreading out over 5 years.
That'd be tough.
That would be tough. My opinion would be very tough.
That's a good time to talk about the budget a little bit, because what we would have to cut, you know, would be the things that we were able to add in. There was actually an amendment that was stripped out on the floor, thank goodness, but it was, there was an amendment in the Appropriations Committee to take, if the school finance plan was not accepted by the courts, that all our work would be back to zero, except for a few minor, major core government activities. We did strip that out because we wanted to be able to work with the governor and the committees to prioritize the things we would have to cut. But we did do a lot of good things in our budget this year. We were able to give a salary increase to fix the pay issues that were hung over from last year. We tried to go back and do a little bit of a pay raise for people who hadn't had a raise in 9 years or 5 years or something, and it got all confused, and we had a lot of people getting raises that it, you know, other people didn't, and it was really a morale issue in our state employees. So we tried to fix that, and we have given a 5% salary increase to state employees that didn't get a raise in 2017. So it's going to be confusing again, but we're trying to equalize that out. And then we also got a 2.5% salary adjustment to some state employees who did receive a pay increase in 2017. These pay increases have been non-existent since about 08 or 09. So these folks really have hung on and helped serve the state and really, we feel, deserve some kind of adjustment in their pay. That's one of the things. I see lights blinking.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, I think we do got some phone calls that we'll answer on the other side of the break. More In Focus with your state representatives and legislators here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB.